This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am reminding you that God's love endures despite your actions. Recently, we talked about how God is in the business of changing hearts. I spoke about Rahab, a prostitute who chose God above her lifestyle. What's important to understand is that God doesn't just start to love us or believe in us once we have a change of heart or begin to see the light. His love endures while we're living in the dark places and possibly making poor choices. When I think about this, I think about Peter's life. One day, Jesus was asking the disciples who people said the Son of Man was. Some of them replied, John the Baptist, and others said, Elijah. Then Jesus asked who they said he was. Peter said that he was the Messiah, Son of the living God. Jesus told Peter that he was blessed because his Father in heaven revealed that to him. The key is that God chose to reveal this to Peter even when he knew Peter would later deny him. In the same way, he could have chosen to change the heart of another woman, but he chose Rahab, a prostitute. So let us appreciate the fact that God's love and grace are sufficient to endure despite our actions. And as you think about that, be comforted by these words. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Brewster Blessings YouTube channel. So today, his love endures.